Right now it is time for us to check sports, and one of the major stories that we'll check is a report that Aaron Judge says he's uncertain of his future with the Yankees. He has talked about a possible exit from New York. Of course, the Yankees are going to have to make a decision on that. He really is the face of the franchise since Derek Jeter's retirement, and the idea of not having Judge playing in any uniform other than pinstripes sounds crazy, but maybe not so much. He heads into his final year of arbitration before free agency. Judge appeared on the R2C2 podcast Thursday and said his future with the Yankees is still uncertain. If we get an extension done before the season starts, that'd be great. If it doesn't happen, and this is my last year, I had a lot of great memories, is what he said. He said it was a loaded question when he was asked about the possible extension. We'll see what happens with that. He's set to earn $17 million this season, if and when it gets played. And we really don't know about that. For his next contract, whether it's with the Yankees or another team, Judge figures he'll get anywhere from $30 to $40 million annually. That's the going rate for a player of his caliber. He's coming off his most productive and healthy season since 2017. So we'll see what happens with Judge. I hope the Yankees keep him. I don't care if it's $30 or $40 million. I hope the Yankees keep him. But then again, I'm not an owner. I'm a fan, and I can say that without worrying about dipping into my pocket to pay for anything. All right. The Olympics move on. Right now, the medal count is like this. In the Olympics, the total medal count, Norway is in first place with 34, Germany in second with 22, the United States with 21, followed by China with 14. In the gold medal count, Norway has 15, Germany 10, the United States and China both have 8. And after China, it's the Netherlands, Sweden, Switzerland, Austria, and the list goes on and on, down, down, down. So that's the way the Olympics look. All right, let's take a look at action in the NBA yesterday. The Nets fell to the Wizards 117 to 103. Those are the only teams that played. The NBA All-Star Game is coming up on a Sunday at 8 p.m. As we switch over to the National Hockey League yesterday, see if any teams played. They did. The Islanders over the Bruins 4-1. And coming up today, no local teams in action. Tomorrow, wow, no local teams in action. On Sunday, the Islanders take on the Canadiens. The Rangers take on the Senators. And that's what we have. That's it. So there's not that much in sports to talk about. So that is our quick check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.